Good evening. This is Adama. And I'm always so grateful and so thankful for every opportunity I have to come to these airwaves and give thanks for all of you who are, wherever you are, tuning in. Anytime I come to the airwaves, I am always coming with a full heart and a full intention to speak to that which allows us to be held still in the reality of our communality, our oneness, our being absolutely blessed as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, to remind us that we are already in flotation and rotation in the realm of eternity, and that this is our now time to care enough to be in a place and space where we want to be mindful, thoughtful, careful, filled with care, and consciously exalting a full life's urge, doing nothing to undermine ourselves, and always, always going deeper within ourselves to reach our higher selves so that we are a glory unto the legacy of the lineages that we represent, that we are fully acclimated in activating our generational wealth by doing everything that is within our power to exalt a full life's urge, which is the best response to being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, to put us in a place and space where it matters to us to be laying foundation for our greater generations that come through us, our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-great-grandchildren, and all of those ones, that we have to take responsibility for how we're living so that we are fully responsible for how we are leaving. And because we are already in the realm of eternity, I am encouraging us to realize the real eye, the one eye, the cosmic eye that sees through every eye, and to know that that intelligence of existence that sees through every eye does not die. And that there is a programming that we have been impacted and affected by that puts us in a place and space where we feel that death is the natural finality, eventuality, destiny, fate, and it's unavoidable. And because that program has been running for so long, and so many have bought into it with a belief system that does not support them in really exalting a full life's urge and realizing the oneness of existence, the intelligence of existence, the divinity of existence, and consciously caring to function as intelligent beings, as divine beings, and to acknowledge the divine and perfect functioning of our body temples, our cells, our organs, our systems, so that the spirits that are dwelling in these bodies have opportunity to truly harmonize with the will of existence, the laws of existence, the intelligence of existence, so that we are fulfilling the responsibility and the purpose of being on the planet in walking as these points of that absolute and supreme intelligence, so that when we leave, we're leaving as embryonic gods and goddesses, having graduated the class of Earth residency and consciously stepped onto the path of conscious immortality, because we care to fulfill destiny. And having tragic dates with fate, being careless with ourselves, anesthetizing, inebriating, intoxicating, and filling up on all manners of food, non-stuffs that are not able to be processed in our bodies by the functioning of our hearts and our lungs and our digestive system and our reproductive systems and our eliminative systems, that we are blowing up with the obesity because we are holding and retaining so much waste, because 90% and sometimes 99% of what people are consuming is not fit for human consumption. It isn't designed for us, and we are not designed for it. And so I'm the voice on behalf of our liberation, our salvation, our deliverance, our holistic healing, and the reversal of all issues and disease through a conscious care to really be cleansed at the cellular level, since the methodology of oppression has been to oppress us at our cellular functioning. And as we are more than just spirits in the body, but to realize that when we have the mindset and the thought of dwelling in the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is supremely intelligent, that it matters how we feed. To be socially cultivated to respect the mechanical operational functioning of our cars, our trucks, our machines, and then not respect that our bodies are divinely designed and designed divinely, and that 90% of what we get in the food stores and whatnot is not food for us. It does not provide us with the oxygenation, the hydration, the mineralization, nor does it facilitate elimination, so that we are literally oppressing ourselves through the assault against ourselves with the residues, the nitrates, the nitrites, the BHA, the BHT, the hormones and antibiotics and pesticide residues and herbicide residues that are coming into our systems because we are feeding off of the flesh of animals that have been raised and misused and abused, and never having access to that which really supports a healthy living, so that we are inheriting the diseases that these animals have. In that which they refer to as AIDS, the acquired immune deficiency syndrome, comes as a result of animals in the digestive system, comes as a result of the tobacco, the alcohol, the depletion and deficiency that has been consistently cultivated over decades. We have to come to a point and place where we realize that our lives are our greatest gift. And we will never have anything greater than who and what we already are. And to be in a place and space where it truly matters to us to live our lives and not be creating sickness, illness, and disease, to cultivate our talents, our gifts, our abilities, to recognize and acknowledge and activate the generational wealth that is charged in our DNA. And to understand that under a global initiative of genocide and depopulation that has impacted and affected every hue of people, that those of us who care to really live and thrive have to be strong enough to walk a stronger walk, to be in a place where it matters to us that we will live exalting a full life surge, that we will honor the functioning of our body temples, that we will care to truly walk in the integrity of our own authenticity to the glory of the lineages that we represent. Our idealism lays foundation for our ingenuity, our creativity. But if our bodies are heavy laden with the pus and mucus that comes from eating the aborted fetuses of chickens and the cow's milk and all of the cheeses and breads and flour products and cookies and cakes and chips and starches and pastas and all of this stuff, then we will miss ourselves because ourselves are oppressed. And so to have cellular functioning that is depressed, deficient, and then what they refer to as the free radicals, and to come to a point where everything that we're being fed and we're feeding ourselves and our children is promoting acidity dehydration and demineralization, then we have to be caring enough and conscientious enough to understand that at the end of 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years of meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, all of this stuff, then there is death at the end of that road. Because the spirit that is in the body is no longer able to dictate to the body how it should function. And that the body and the organisms in the body, as a result of the decay and decomposition and rot from the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and whatnot, that all of this puts us in a position where after a while you suffocate in that body. And because life itself is our gift, it is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, that our cells should always be regenerating if we were provided that which is truly revitalizing for our cellular functioning. So before we can classify and categorize ourselves by virtue of what it is we eat, we must realize that we are all breatharian first, because we have to breathe in order to live. And to know that mucus producing foods, all of our starches and grains and all of that, and the acidity, you understand that to undermine the capacity to breathe undermines our mental capacity for thought and creativity. And then for the cells to be charged with all manners of the waste that is being produced from trying to digest and metabolize the flesh, the chemicals, the alcohol, the tobacco, all of these things, to understand that you have more people who are drugged out on that garbage that they call food than those who are crack addicts or marijuana smokers or even the pharmaceutical users. And that path of sickness, illness, disease, and death that is being touted and supported as the natural way of our living has to be overturned by our own conscious will and thought to care, to truly love our lives, to honor our lives, to recognize that we were not given a free will to be a detriment to ourselves, to our children, and to the lineages that we represent. And so I encourage you to take the time to really look yourself in the eyes when you are showering and brushing your teeth and bathing and all of that, and really get real about what you truly want with the rest of your life. And wherever you are, in whatever depth or degree of sickness, illness, disease, wellness, health, vitality, wherever you are, to understand that there are gifts that you were given, and there is a responsibility that we share as a global community and family to save ourselves. We can't save the planet. We have to consciously care to save ourselves and to really know that the intelligence of existence has gifted itself to us, and it is all there is as existence itself. So we, attuning unto it, have the capacity to tap into that realm of divine mind that allows us to be able to heal and reverse and exalt life. And to come to a point and place where we are leaving the planet as living beings instead of being dead people. And so I'm the one to encourage you to realize that dwelling in this absolute reality that is life itself, that we are in the realm of heaven. We are on a planet that is 80% water spinning in space, in absolute order, in divine procession and progression, with the sun and all of our immediate planets within this galaxy and solar system, that life is divine and we are created from the very same stuff. So as the earth has not died in the midst of all of the flood, the flow of the lavas, the warming of the waters through the melting of the ice and all of this stuff, that we have the capacity to reverse these issues, to circumvent so much of the devastation that is coming to a fallen humanity. But the humanity itself and humankind have to care enough to truly exalt a full life's urge, to come to a point and place where we will take ourselves seriously enough to take responsibility for being able to respond correctly and directly, to being under siege, to being in a place where we are aligning ourselves, harmonizing ourselves with the intelligences of existence, the laws of existence, and to know that there are no ones who can outthink the intelligence of existence, outplan it, outplot it, outlove it, outlast it, that when we take responsibility for purifying our body temples through conscious breathing, hydration, and how much water it takes to really flush the toxins through the system with the aid of the mineralizing, cleansing herbs, and nourishing ourselves to the degree to which we are literally reprogramming every atom and every cell of our being by virtue of holding ourselves in exalted thought, in the care to know and to claim our immortality. I am this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. It beats my heart. It breathes me. It is all there is, in every eye that sees as an eye of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And the intelligence of existence is intelligent enough to exalt itself and exalt its life and to function by virtue of law and order. And our ordering ourselves with it gives us leverage over a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide. We must come to a place where we care to rise. We care to get up out the ditches and valleys of degradation, to realize that drama and trauma and sickness, illness and dis-ease are as a result of either not knowing, not caring to know, and not responding correctly and directly to what is our own responsibility to knock and seek and find and apply and synthesize that which is the truth, so that we can be freed from all of the various degrees of degradation and discontent and dissatisfaction and despair and lack of energy, lack of enthusiasm, lack of money, when we are completely immersed in nothing but absolute and supreme intelligence that is filling all spaces. There is nowhere where it is not, and we have a direct line unto it with each and every breath. And so our caring is where we really get started, the care to heal and know that there could be no true healing where there is no real cleansing. And so many ones who are exalting plant-based diet and veganism and all of that, to come to a point where we're really exalting conscious immortality is where we get our greater good, because there are so many ones who get up and we run and we go to the gym and we just want to be healthier. We want to look good. We have enough vanity to want to be fine and toned and all of that. It does not necessarily constitute the fullness of what real health is for us. And in this now moment, real health for us means that we are outthinking systems, religious systems, educational systems, social systems, cultures that support us in feeling entitled to be wrong, feeling entitled to be sinful, feeling entitled to make excuses by saying, well, I'm only human, and I'm saying that to be human is divine, to be is divine. And so as we change our thought And we begin to really care to be vital, care to really be healthy, care to really be well, care to be able to tap our own ingenuity, talent, skills, and abilities to bring forward the wealth of our lineages through activating our DNA, calling forth the greatness through our genealogy to come pouring forth in our lives so that we are able to truly be a blessing unto all and to be able to truly receive the blessings from all, to know that the all is the all there is, and we are all participating as parts of it, consciously or unconsciously. The issue for us now is to come to a point and place where it is conscious caring, conscious thought, and conscious living, conscious loving, conscious being, being in a place and space where we are realizing the oneness of existence itself and feeling the divinity and the interconnectedness and the blessedness in being the ones that we are amongst all of the ones that are. And so in this now moment, we have the opportunity to choose life every day, to do that which is truly beneficial to ourselves. And many times we know what's not beneficial to us. You know, when you light that black and mild and pull and drag on that tobacco and going through and filtering it out and puffing it out, you know that it's not good for you, but you don't care. And I'm saying we have to care. Because the methodology of our oppression has been to oppress us at our cellular functioning. So the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the sugar, these are the agents that create cancer. So with most people, the cancer is already there. But we shouldn't be waiting to be diagnosed. We should be coming to a point and place where we're hearing the truth. We are seeking the truth. We are bathing in the truth. And we are literally being regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, and set afire for the truth, because that is what is required in order to navigate the sea of delusion and lies that have been perpetuated all of this time, so that ones and ones can generate income and money from the perpetuation of sodas and candy and alcohol and tobacco and all of this stuff that has proven itself to be detrimental to everything and everybody, including Mother Earth, and it's still legal. And so to have a government that is made up of men and women who are the progenitor and the perpetuator of lineages of people, but sign off and think that the taxes that are generated for the government or for the county or for whatever on death is valid and justifiable. And I'm saying this is satanic and demonic, Luciferian. You understand that you don't generate money by killing people, by undermining people, by undermining the cellular functioning of youth and children and creating addiction from sugar, the number one pervasively used, misused, and abused drug in the world that most of us are introduced to as children. And once you're addicted to sugar, then you can easily be addicted to everything else. And so, therefore, when we begin to support and continue to allow and give our children all manners of sugary this and sugary that, then you are laying foundation for the cancer. You're laying foundation for the diabetes. You're laying foundation for all of the issues that are crystallizing in their tissues as hypertension and diabetes and attention deficit disorder and autism and all of these things. We must really come to a point where we respect our lives to the degree to which we will exalt a full life's urge to send our children to school and to daycare and whatnot, where they have to be fed meat or chicken or fish and bread and cheese and all of this stuff. And in order to not have it, you've got to have a doctor's excuse that women are no longer or have not ever been really respected enough within the context of an educational system to say what their children should have and to be able to provide for their children that which is fruit and vegetation and not be targeted. You understand? I'm just saying is that we have to come to a point where we realize how sick our society truly is, and that the sickness is being perpetuated through government, through education, through religion, and through the socialization that comes through culture. And it is a culture that is a death culture. in a system that thrives or think that it can thrive in undermining, abusing, misusing, usurping, violating other ones is a death culture, and death is coming to it. Because the law is exacting like that. There is no way that these people could have misused so much of the earth for the raising of cattle to the detriment of all of the other land creatures that were here, from the mountain lions to the billy goats to the foxes and the wolves and all of these things. So they just slaughtered all of these tens of thousands, millions of creatures to be able to breed and to raise cows so that they can kill the cows and then feed their carcasses to you. And real intelligence would put us in a place where we know that this is a path to true failure. It is a path to death. But that's not what we're here for. Because Earth residency is really for our being able to master ourselves, our thoughts, to harmonize our will, our desires, our passions, with the love of life and the respect of the divinity of our being, and to be able to truly self-actualize, self-realize, and walk in the oneness of who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is supremely intelligent. It is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and it is intelligent enough to love itself everywhere that it is. So the intelligence of existence is not going to try to exalt itself through defacing, debasing, defiling, and degrading other parts of itself over here to exalt itself over there. It's never going to work that way. And so when governments work that way, where they feel as though in order to be the strongest nation in the world, they have to prove their might by devastating other countries and other cultures and whatnot, and for this to be the way that some world conquering ones have always worked, we have to stand up. And the way to disconnect from what we have now labeled as the matrix of just working and working like drones and automatons and whatnot, where you just get up and go to work and eat and sleep and try to fulfill whatever base desires you have and until you die, this is not life. But you disconnect through letting go of your desire for flesh as food, your desire for blood through killing and warring and fighting and competing, but being in a place and space where you are willing to be cleared and cleansed from the violations that have been charged upon the blood as a result of having the rot and decay and decomposition of dead turkeys, dead pigs, dead chickens, dead fish, dead cows, and then all of the chemicals that have come into the system as a result of the nitrates and the nitrites, the preservatives and whatnot. So we have to come to the point and place, if we care to live, if we care to circumvent the devastation that's definitely coming to these people as karmic debt, then we have to raise completely up. And now is the best time, because it's always. And in this now moment, you're listening to the voice of resurrection, heraldess of the eternal. This is Adama. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your radio apps and phones towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful for you. and pray that you are consistently receiving more inspiration, more motivation to be ever more disciplined in reaching deeper and standing in greater and greater degrees of personal care and love and integrity to walk as living, loving, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. I'm so grateful and so thankful for the workings of the laws and knowing that the law is always working. And for where we are now, it behooves us to come to a point and place where we care to work harmoniously with the laws and acknowledge that that is our gift, in addition to our breath and our heartbeat and that which is the force of life itself that is all pervasive, filling all spaces. We can never be outside of it. We're always in it, and it's all of that that is in us. And so we're in a now moment that requires us to come to a place where we care to be fluid in our expression as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, to come to that mindset where we are set in standing in the absolute reality of the divinity of existence itself, immersed in the reality of eternity already, and accepting duty, obligation, and responsibility to clear, cleanse, purify, renew, rebirth, regenerate, rejuvenate, revitalize, so that we are truly revivified and resurrected in the light of the truth of who we are as conscious immortals. We get what we ask for, and I'm the one to set precedent as to the wisdom there is in our asking to walk in the fullness of the integrity of ourselves, which lays foundation for our greatest wealth, our greatest success, our greatest prosperity, to be in a place and space where we are and have touched and are consistently cultivating and unfolding in our own authenticity, that we are activating our DNA and our talents, skills, and abilities and our gifts are being consistently refined, and we are redefining our purpose in being to really be purposed as beings of light, and realizing that we are all here immersed in this absolute and supreme intelligence, and it is our gift. We will never, ever have anything that is greater than who and what we already are. So there is wisdom in cultivating ourselves. There is wisdom in knowing that there is an agenda to make sure that we're careless and mindless and thoughtless with ourselves, because we are putting so much time and energy, attention, money, resources, and being preoccupied with all of the things that man makes and the things that the intelligence of existence has gifted us as evidence of its love for us, then we ignore it. We disregard it. We don't have value for it. We spend so much time, energy, and money chasing and acquiring things. And in the acquisition of these things, oftentimes, the true value of who we are is being included. And so we have to really care to practice conscious caring, to be in a mindset where we will take the time to get still, take the time to put ourselves and our environment in order, but to realize that we live in our bodies first. And our bodies are the temples for the true dwelling of the spirits of the living gods and goddesses. And our bodies are under siege, under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide. And the evidence of it is everywhere in the reality of how much sickness, illness, disease, death, degradation, dysfunction, distortion, discontent, dissatisfaction, and all of this that there is. And wherever you are in it, I'm the one to remind you that if you are not in a really good place where you're happy You're thankful. You are filled to overflowing with the attitude of gratitude and a heart overflowing with thanksgiving. If you are in pain and duress and strain and stress, then you have the opportunity to clear that, to cleanse from it, but you have to care to do it. Because over our being raised by those who were under siege also, and the school systems have perpetuated so much of the lies in terms of the four food groups, so that now ones and ones have to really be mindful as to who has your children when you don't. And because the families are divided within themselves, you could consciously try to raise your child a certain kind of way, but then if they have to go to the grandparents are not respecting the light that you have to not poison your children. And so sometimes you may have to say, well, I can't let them go over there if they're not going to respect the fact that I don't want my babies to have this, that, and the other. And so we have to come to a point and place where we're strong enough to stand in that which we know is right, that which we know is best. Because the culture, you know, and cult is the root of culture. And so when people step away from what I refer to as the mainstream madness, you know, that which we have been socialized to believe and whatnot in terms of the church and the religions and Christianity and Islam and all of these things that we are under the tenets of a particular thought or doctrine or teaching, but those things never supported us in understanding how to eat and how to really nourish ourselves, to really understand who and what we are as human beings. What is our capacity? What is our potential? How do we really optimize ourselves, and how do we function well? What are the keys towards our greatest expression of the truth of our own identity as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence? So there are those who have taken responsibility to influence the world through religion and education and socialization and acculturation and socialism, all of these things. But the issue is that when you see everybody is negatively impacted and affected, and they're in degrees of fear and doubt and shame and blame and guilt, then you have to be very mindful about who it is you're spending your time with and what it is you're paying attention to, because everything doesn't get you the same thing. And the greatest thing that you could really aspire towards is to be in a direct line of light with your angels, your guides, your guardians, your ancients, to be under the auspices of your own soul, to come to that place and space where you are all right with being right, you're all right with being corrected, you're all right, as opposed to justifying why it is you should be all right with being all wrong. Under political systems that facilitate the miseducation and adulteration of its youth, then those of us who are parents and grandparents should be coming to a point and place where we are intervening and interceding in the program towards anesthetization and inebriation and intoxication, because sugar is the most pervasively used and misused and abused drug in the world. And most of us get tremendous doses of sugar as we are growing up, as children, and maturing. But sugar is that which undermines the will. So the more you are dealing with the sugar, then the less discipline you may have. The more you are sugar popping, then it's very, very difficult to exert a full life's urge and do truly what's in your own best interest. So we have to care and we have to be mindful. It has to matter. And matter to the degree to which there is nothing that matters more than being in the integrity of the truth of oneself. And to realize that there really is only oneself that has found a way to express itself, has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everybody. And so this now moment is ours to reclaim the divinity of existence, the divinity of our own being, to care, to walk with the conscious acknowledgement of dwelling in the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And as we see the ice melting and the waters warming and rising and the winds blowing and the storms brewing and the fires burning and all of this, understand that we are able to circumvent some of the devastation that is coming to this continent and to the planet by consciously caring to no longer feed off of devastated creatures, whether it's the chicken or the fish or the turkey or the crab, or it doesn't even matter what it is. We were told not to kill. And people are justifying why it is that we should be practicing killing through the video games and the sports. The competitiveness. And so where we are requires us to care. To acknowledge that we're always in the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence. And the world is always, the earth is spinning. And the world, that which is the mental sphere that has been facilitated by doctrines and miseducation and culture and socialization, that the world has the right to be destroyed as a result of facilitating the ills, the wrong, the sickness, the violation, the murders, the enslavement, the captivity, the bastardization of all manners of being in all races and nations of people. And those of us who are moving into maturity have the opportunity to write ourselves, to be in a place where we no longer have to always be listening to somebody else, that we are in a place now where we can get quiet, we can get still, we can become prayerful, meditative, and get into our gratitude and thanksgiving, and from there begin to ask and knock and seek and contemplate and get into a point and place where you really are focused on what it is you truly have desire for in and with your life, because the world has no responsibility to give you your greatness when it has led you away from your greatness. So it's something that you yourself have to reach for, because nothing that we have been influenced by has influenced us towards the Creator's will, the Creator's way, the laws of existence, or that which allows us to truly be successful in walking the face of this earth as conscious immortals. Now is our time to come to a place and space where it truly matters to us that we will thrive, that we will rise, that we will do that which is ours to do on behalf of life itself, on behalf of our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren, to the glory of those that have come before us and those who sacrificed and were sacrificed and slain and assassinated and marginalized and stupefied, that our time is now. And at some point, there has to be something in you. If you are any, you have any vestige of light left in you, there has to be something in you that cares to walk in the fullness of yourself. And the fullness of who we are is these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence that is all there is. And we may refer to it as God, Yah, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Jah, Allah, it doesn't matter what you call it, there is nothing that we have really been given that allows us to have the fullness of understanding and understanding as to who and what it is we are really referring to. But to just come to a point where we can get in as we fit in wherever we are with our beating hearts and our breathing selves, to come to a point and place where it truly matters to us, to be in that consistent state of progression, unfoldment, and soulful evolutionary progression as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, we get what we ask for. We get what we apply ourselves to. You understand, it doesn't matter. The laws are always working. The issue is, do we care to walk an exalted walk? Do we care to be cleared and cleansed from the violations, the molestation, the memory of it, the guilt and the shame of our trespasses and transgressions, to come to a point and place where we are able to release it and all of that. I am completely freed in this now moment from any memory of any of the violations against me or my own transgressions. I am so grateful to be completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, and revitalized, so that I am a glory unto the whole of existence itself. On behalf of the lineages that I represent, I give thanks that I have a voice, that I am able to lift up unto you, to speak the words, to see it, to imagine it, to vision it, to understand that you have given us the power to create and to create heaven on earth, to truly be reflection of the reality that the earth is already in heaven and that we are in absolute order as a planet and a planetary people. Whatever it is you are engaged in doing to facilitate income, to take care of the financial responsibilities or the cost of living here, whatever it is you do, to come to a point and place where you are intensely intentional in taking time to cleanse and purify yourselves. Because the disease, the cancers, the diabetes, the lupus, the sarcoidosis, the multiple sclerosis, the muscular dystrophy, the Parkinson's disease, and the Lou Gehrig's, and all of these other issues are the crystallizations in our tissues of the rotting carcasses of pigs and chickens and turkeys and other non-food things that we have been socialized to be all right with eating it. But it's clogging the arteries, it's causing the blood pressure to be high, it's creating the need for artificial means of lowering the blood pressure, because they'll give you the chemicals, they'll give you the pharmaceuticals, they'll give you the drugs, you understand, but they will not give you the support in knowing how to get rid of it, not just alleviate the symptoms, but to truly be healed. And in order for us to be healed, we must accept that there is a divine order and functioning that our bodies are experiencing all the time. And so our duty, obligation, and responsibility in that light is to facilitate the processes, to be mindful that as we are maturing, we should be becoming some of the most powerful spirits on the planet. But when you've accepted death and sickness and illness and disease, as time moves forward, the progression of the sickness, the illness and disease becomes ever more blatant, ever more visible, ever more painful, ever more of that which allows you to not rejoice in living. It is extremely difficult to truly be happy about living when you are experiencing all of this pain and suffering and congestion and constipation and all of that. So I can't express it enough that we are dwelling in the reality of eternity. We are spinning in space, and the space in which we are immersed is the actual presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that has gifted itself to absolutely each and every one of us. And this is the even playing field, is that everybody has access to this absolute and supreme intelligence. Everybody is made of the elements of in the atmosphere of existence itself. We are in a now moment where our rights to be right and the beauty of ourselves coming forward and the wisdom and the love which we are able to tap in greater and greater degrees so that we can lavish our children and our loved ones in the love of light and the light that is love. Nourishing, strengthening, enhancing, enriching, adding unto, substantiating, creating memories, relieving the feelings of unworthiness and undeservedness as a result of the process of adulteration that we've all been socialized to accept. And so where we are requires us to care, to walk in the fullness of the intelligence of our own being, to be in a place where we exalt a full life's urge. We do nothing to undermine ourselves. We know our food. We excrete our waste. We know our kind. We are laying foundation and creating healthy relationships. Relationships that are cooperative, collaborative, prospering. And it's very difficult to experience that sometimes with our family members because we have been warring within for a very long time. But that is the scheme. That is the trick. That is the agenda, is to have us in a place where we are not able to combine our resources and have a collective work and collective dream. To stand on behalf of life and to make a valuable contribution with our own gifts and talents and skills. And so wisdom would have us ask to be in her company all the time and to exercise consistently the ability to respond correctly and directly in any and every now moment towards the greatest good. And to come to a point and place where we are so loving and so conscientious that we could not possibly feed off the carcasses of dead animals. To realize that all of the animals and the blood that has been spilt are calling for a moratorium on killing them. And so we may experience and see nature, Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and all of her creatures raising up and fighting back. So for whatever shark attacks or bear attacks or any other creatures that attack, understand that it's only a few that happens to who are having these experiences. But we are all held under the auspices of absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom and truth, in there being absolute law that governs us. And as we recognize that the eye of the cow, the eye of the fish, the eye of the chicken, the eye of the turkey, the eye of the guinea pig, the eye of the possum, the eye of the raccoon, the eye of all of these creatures still sees as an eye of that which we refer to as God. We cannot truly practice a spirituality per se. Everything is spirit in terms of those of us who dwell in our bodies. So it's not just about spirituality. It's about loving the light that allows us to be liberated from the pain, the disdain, the discontent, the dissatisfaction, the lack, the unpleasantness, the divisiveness, so that we are truly enveloped in the conscious thought and acknowledgement of dwelling in the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and to be committing our lives, our hearts, our minds, our souls, our spirits, and our children unto it. It is our time to take ourselves seriously enough to cultivate the wealth of ourselves so that we are able to truly prosper through the giving, the sowing of the seeds, and knowing that the harvest shall be attained. And it is our now time. On behalf of the lineages that we represent, our Aboriginal, Indigenous, and Native cultures and families, and all of those other ones who dwell upon the planet with us, we give thanks that each of us is being positively influenced, inspired, motivated, and uplifted to be completely and wholeheartedly, intensely intentional in walking in the divinity of the truth of ourselves as living, loving, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.